I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. 110th District State Representative Scott Dianda has announced he's running for Michigan's 38th State Senate seat. The Calumet Democrat formally announced his candidacy today. He is currently in his third term in the State House and his term limited out. He's running for the Senate seat that will be vacated by State Senator Republican Tom Casperson in 2018 due to term limits. I had a chance to talk to Dianda to find out more about his run. Here's more with Scott Dianda.
Well, Walt, I've been all over my seven counties of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. I've been over all over this district. I've been all over the UP traveling back and forth to Lansing. I put over 320,000 miles on my vehicle, and I'm still going. Getting a chance to talk to people in the last 4 years, and we have to get back to a focus of being able to put people first. And I think that this hasn't been the priority over the last 4 years. I'm announcing today that we are going to be able to run for the 38th Senate District because we have to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to the priorities of our people. And I want to focus and make sure that we're looking at all the job creations that we can in the UP to make sure we got good paying jobs and we attract new businesses and new industries to the UP. I also am just very wanting to make sure that we have better funding for public education. And I want to make sure that our local revenue sharing to all of our local governments gets increased because it has not been a priority. And those are the things we got to focus on. We have to get back to the basics. We got to make sure that we have our residents have the future that they deserve to be up here with and the future of these kids. We want to retain people in the UP. We got to start making the decisions to keep them here. And the best thing that we can do is educate them and to provide them a good paying job. And those are the things that I hear no matter where I go across the seven counties or across the UP of Michigan or lower Michigan. And it's got to be a priority with the people we elect. We are just to the point where we've seen a lot of things that have changed in the last 4 years, and it hasn't been in the fact it's in the favor for the people. And we got to get back to that.
What are some of the key things that you would look at doing? And we're talking with Scott Dianda, who has now announced that he is running. He's a Democrat in the State House. Now he's going to run as a Democrat for the State Senate seat. Scott, what are some of these key things that you would do? You talk about getting back to the basics. It sounds like it's kind of your message on that. But what are these basics? What would you do to get back to them?
Well, the most basic thing we can get back to is just the ability for our natural resources. We've got such an ability to be able to manufacture our most renewable, the most renewable thing that we have is our forestry products. We are able to create a lot of new businesses just with those renewable resources of our lumber industry. We got to start focusing on those things. Those are the things that we have in our backyard here in the UP. We got the forestry. We've got all of the natural resources as far as our elements with our minerals. We see what has happened up at the Eagle Mine Complex in Marquette County. Those are new jobs that we have never had up here before in those areas. We have to focus on what we can do. The other thing that I think that we need to put a very strong position on is all of our high-tech positions. We have a lot of people that want to live and recreate up here and make their life in the UP. We got to make sure that we start these startup businesses up here with having the access to the broadband to attract new people to our area. I think those are the biggest things that we have that we can focus on to be able to create those new jobs. Because with that comes all of the rest of the spinoff that was going to help us get to where we need to be as a better place to live, grow, and work.
We're talking with Scott Dianda this morning, state representative, now making a run for the state Senate. And as you look back on your career so far in the state House, what are some of the key legislative successes that that you are proud of that you want to take that experience and bring to the Senate now? What are some of the things that legislative you feel the best that you were able to accomplish?
Well, I think the best thing that I could say that we accomplished is not legislation, because legislation has never changed a lot of things for the better for our people of the UP. I think what I have done over my course of the last 4 years is to provide the best public service to the people that we need to serve. And when we start looking at those things, whether it's an issue that somebody's having problems with unemployment, whether it's working with any state agencies, those are the things I pride myself in, because as we go through this career, and I have served for the last 4 years, my most proudest moments are taking care of the people's problems, because no matter who we talk to, they have an issue that they want taken care of. And by writing a lot more legislation, sometimes does not include the quality of life in the UP.
That's the comments of Scott Dianda, candidate for the 38th State Senate seat in Michigan. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.